From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Wilson Sayre. During the next couple of weeks, we'll be sharing stories about how different cultures add their own flavor to South Florida through food. During the Islamic holy month Ramadan, Muslims fast during the day. They eat only after sundown. Ramadan is winding down. And WLRN intern Carla Javier visited a mosque to talk to somebody who looks forward to breaking the fast each night, and not just because she's hungry.
At Dar Ulum in Pembroke Pines, the last day of Ramadan is Sunday. When Ramadan starts and ends varies from mosque to mosque and depends on when each mosque sees the crescent moon. Sana'ullah is 22 years old. She keeps a blog called Sana Hungry, where she chronicles her experiences during Ramadan.
My blog is mainly about me like venting, pretty much, like because I'm hungry throughout the whole day. And usually, like, you'll see people on social networks, like, posting, like, really religious things, like, oh, you know.
For the past 15 years, she and her mom have gone to Dar Ulum during Ramadan, and they work together to prepare for iftar. Iftar is the evening meal that Muslims eat at sunset to break the fast. On a long table, rows of plates are filled with grapes, slices of watermelon, and dates. Muslims believe dates are what the Prophet Muhammad ate to break the fast. People take plates of fruit and cups of water, then sit at the table, not eating or drinking yet, waiting for the call to prayer at sundown.
The hardest part about iftar is just having the food in front of you, because you're like, okay, now time, now you're thinking about the time. Because before, like, all day you're not doing anything. Like, maybe you are doing something or you're not doing anything, and it keeps your mind busy. But the minute the food's in front of you and you can smell it, it's like, okay, I'm hungry.
The call to prayer is called Atan. After that, the big meal. Ulla and her mom prepare trays of salad, rice, and beef. They serve plates of food to two lines of people, men in one, women and children in the other. Many people take plates not for themselves, but for the women who are seated. After everyone else is served, Ulla takes a plate for herself and a friend. She says as excited as she is for the meal, these nights spent at the mosque are about more than finally getting to eat.
A lot of the people that I do see at the mosque, I don't see throughout the year. But during Ramadan is the one time I get to see them, you know, all the time. And, like, you catch up on everything that happened within the year. And, like, did anything change? Did they gain anything from the last Ramadan? Are they going to create any new goals for the Ramadan?
Professor Lolric Bauzora teaches world religion at Broward College. He says the mosque is not only a place where Muslims go to worship.
It's also a good place that after you have done the day of fasting to come around and to be encouraged and to practice this meaningful ritual together.
As Ramadan comes to an end, Ulla says she'll miss coming to the mosque.
The minute this month is over, I'm like, what do I do with my life? Like, I love coming here. Because it's the only time also that, like, every single day I get to see my friends. Because after iftar, we have prayer, and prayer ends at, like, 12 every night. So we get to be with our friends, like, all night, and then we see them the next day, and we see them for 30 days.
Ulla says her goal this Ramadan is to practice more forgiveness. And she plans to keep helping her mom serve food at the mosque next Ramadan, and every year after that, as long as she still lives in South Florida. I'm Carla Javier in Miami.
That piece was produced with WLRN's other interns, Salima Hussein, Constanza Gallardo, and Jeffy Bernard. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.